आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
नमस्कार, आई एम रवीश कुमार। To those who have brought Ram and are singing the song of bringing him to power, I request you to now focus on those who introduced electoral bonds. They should be asked through a song, why do you move around in secrecy? Why do you keep yourself safe? Tell us, why did you introduce them? How much did you secretly take, and from whom? Whom did you scare or harass? Come out openly, you were the ones who introduced the business of donations. Now you are missing, now that the truth has come out. Tell the country, who all have been looted. Everyone is asking, did you take only this much, or have you hidden more? How many times have you indulged in the holy of bonds? With whom have you dined, and whom have you fed? Don't lie, you brought Ram, now tell the truth about the bonds. You have also run a very successful business in this country. If you have introduced bonds, then why hide it now? I am not joking, this matter is very serious. Although today, the State Bank has again faced disappointment from the Supreme Court. I am not joking, the matter is serious. This scam is so large that it cannot be summarized in a single video. We are going to present many videos on this subject. Develop the patience to see and understand this fraud, and listen to our song carefully. If possible, sing it and spread it in every village. Even if Hindi journalists and newspapers ignore this news, it is truly the biggest story in the world. It is your duty to spread the word about this scam in every village. Definitely share this video in your housing society group. Can't you take the risk of being deleted from a group for the sake of the country? On the night of 14 March, one act of dishonesty was caught in the data given by the Election Commission. The State Bank of India did not provide the unique number of the bond, which could have been used to identify which party has encashed the bond worth so many crores. Today, the Supreme Court has addressed this issue as well, stating that the State Bank will have to provide the unique number. Now, with this, who received money from whom will be proven, and you will get a chance to know. This is a significant decision and a major setback for the State Bank, which seems determined to embarrass itself repeatedly. What kind of bank is this? It seems it has vowed that no matter what people say, the owner should not get angry. This is too much. The petition was from the Election Commission, and yet the State Bank was reprimanded. When good days come, this is what happens. Time and again, efforts are made to hide something, to not reveal everything. The State Bank did not provide data between March 2018 and March 2019 because there was no court order regarding this. This concerns about 2,500 crore rupees. The figures provided are only for the purchase of bonds worth Rs crore between 1 April 2019 and 15 February 2024. Out of this, a total of 20 donors have purchased more than 6,000 crore rupees. As soon as the unique number is available, political connections will rapidly become evident. The news of raids and relationships is already revealing a lot. It has been found that after raids were conducted, bonds were purchased, and in some cases, bonds were bought, and then contracts were awarded by the government. There are more than 16 lakh registered companies in India, and only 1,300 are buying electoral bonds. This number also shows how deep the connection of a handful of people is with the center of power. Now, look at it. Many bubbles have formed. Consider some of the biggest bubbles. The largest is Future Gaming, which has bought the most bonds, worth 1368 crores. Then there's Megha Engineering, which has purchased bonds worth 966 crores. In pink, we have Haldia Energy, which has bought bonds worth 377 crores. Smaller than that is the bubble of the Vedanta Group, which has donated 376 crores. Western UP Power Transmission has donated 220 crores, Bharati Airtel has donated 198 crores, and Covent Food Park has donated 195 crores. Apart from these, many smaller bubbles have formed, but their stories have not yet emerged. When looking at the larger bubbles, it may seem that their number is very limited. That is, out of 100 lakh companies, only 1300 have bought bonds, and out of these, the number of companies donating large amounts is barely 50. These bubbles indicate that a handful of people wield significant influence in the corridors of power. This scenario is referred to as the centralization of power and money, which in some contexts is called oligarchy, and in others, it is likened to a cockfight. Terms like plutocracy and kleptocracy are also used to describe this system dominated by the wealthy and corrupt. The companies that buy the most bonds are those that cannot operate without government support. Licenses are needed for minerals, metals, telecom, drugs, and pharma. For energy, infrastructure, and engineering, government projects are essential. From this pie chart, it is clear that the BJP has received the most donations, followed by the Trinamool Congress and the Indian National Congress. Among political parties, only a few have received significant funds. This suggests that some companies are securing substantial benefits for themselves by making larger donations, thereby excluding other companies. The donations primarily go to the BJP and one or two other parties, consequently weakening the rest. MIT Professor Dwapayan Banerjee has created these graphics for us, for which we are grateful. This is the game we need to understand. A few companies will dominate, and only one party will rule. Who benefits? The company that bought the most bonds is Future Gaming. This company increases its donations when it is raided by the income tax and ED. What kind of transparency is this, where a company under investigation for fraud is making donations by purchasing bonds? It seems our brother knows how to open a clenched fist by pressing the wrist. This technique or tactic has been applied to people within their own camp to win them over. Listen to Congress media in charge Jairam Ramesh. You will say that you also benefited from the bonds. The BJP got 6,000 and you got 1,400. This is true. We cannot deny it. But let me remind you of one thing. The ED and IT are not under our control. We cannot threaten or scare anyone. We have not been in power for 10 years. We are not awarding major projects like airport projects. Modi's government is doing that. So we are not in a position to award contracts or sell the public sector or collect money by threatening. This is the difference between the BJP and Congress. They have received 6,000 crores. The donors' names are not disclosed. They must have donated to the BJP in various ways. Only they would know. But I will say that before the start of the elections, the BJP carried out a surgical strike against us. We cannot operate accounts. A conspiracy has been hatched to financially cripple us. It has been discovered that many companies were first raided, then they bought bonds, and then some of them received government contracts. If you observe the pattern of electoral bonds, you will understand why Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes religion so much, why he is silent on this issue. He remains silent so that you cannot question him on these matters. Whenever a question arises in your mind, you see him visiting a temple or meditating, making you think he is sincerely devoted, leaving no time for questions. The Supreme Court's decision came on 15 February, it is now 15 March, the electoral bonds are before you, and the Prime Minister has not spoken even once. This silence raises the question, does he resort to religion to avoid scrutiny? He constantly keeps himself in the public eye, yet remains unaddressed. Frame the temples in such a way that you forget he is the Prime Minister, and you must question him about the government's accounts. Have some patience. The Supreme Court has now stated that a unique number must be assigned to each bond, revealing whose money has gone into whose pocket. Let us introduce you to the biggest character in donations, Santiago Martin. Who are these people donating crores of rupees to the BJP, to which even the Prime Minister himself contributes 2,000 rupees? Do they love the BJP more than Prime Minister Modi and Amit Shah? Amit Shah has also donated 2,000 rupees. Although it has not yet been proven that Martin bought bonds worth 1368 crores for the BJP, the pattern suggests something. This is Martin, Santiago Martin of Coimbatore. He comes from Myanmar and starts a lottery business in India, selling the dream of making poor people rich overnight and earning money. Between 2019 and 2024, his company is raided by the Income Tax and ED. A case of money laundering is filed. On April 2, 2022, Martin's company, Future Gaming and Hotels Private Limited, has its movable assets worth 409 crores confiscated, and 5 days later, this company buys bonds worth 100 crores. Despite facing money laundering charges, which have led to the jailing of many politicians, calls for party breakups, and government toppling threats, Martin's company buys bonds worth 1368 crores between 2019 and 2024. The company, associated with the lottery business, has bought electoral bonds worth more than 1,000 crores, making it the country's top bond purchaser. Where it got the funds to donate 1,000 crores is a matter that warrants investigation. However, the question should be posed to the BJP: has the party accepted donations from Martin's company? So far, no direct connection between the donation and the political party has been established, but various media reports suggest a link. Nirmala Sitharaman, the finance minister, is seen meeting representatives of companies associated with the lottery business. On April 2, 2023, the finance minister's office tweeted a picture of this meeting. Jose Martin was among those who met the finance minister and expressed his gratitude, advocating for the opening of the lottery market in India, which he claims would create 5 crore jobs and generate over 1.25 crores in GST for the government. This information comes from a 2015 report by the Indian Express. Santiago Martin's elder son, Charles Jose Martin, has joined the BJP, inducted in a simple ceremony. Reports state that Charles Martin had expressed his desire to join the BJP 3 months prior. In 2014, while Santiago Martin was jailed for 8 months and facing a CBI charge sheet, his wife shared the stage with Prime Minister Modi in Coimbatore. Questions arise as to why the Prime Minister was on stage with the wife of a person implicated in corruption. Reports claim he defrauded the Sikkim government of 4,500 crore rupees. A BJP spokesperson stated that Charles' father is accused of a scam but is a nice man who greatly respects Modi ji and the party. The Indian Express detailed an incident in Kerala politics where Martin donated 2 crores to the CPM mouthpiece Dashabhimani, causing a significant uproar within the party, leading to the removal of the mouthpiece's general manager and the Vijayan faction having to return the money. Martin has also produced a film written by DMK leader Karunanidhi, indicating his political connections. His business spans several states, as noted by former Kerala Finance Minister Thomas Azak in a tweet. Martin's Future Gaming and Lottery donated 1,368 crore rupees to the BJP. This company has also filed 2 defamation cases against me in Sikkim. Could these donations be related to the reduction of the GST rate on lotteries? The situation with Martin's company is peculiar. Charles Martin, Martin's son, has been with the BJP since 2015, yet ED raids have continued up to October 2023. In May 2023, property worth Rs 457 crore was seized. Furthermore, the company purchases bonds in January. Is it reasonable to assume that the ED intensifies its raids and the company increases its bond rates whenever it needs to make donations? Between October 2023 and January 2024, the company bought bonds worth Rs 133 crore. Now, consider this chart. It shows how many bonds were purchased each month over a year. In October 2020, it bought bonds worth Rs 150 crore. In 2021, the company purchased bonds worth Rs 109, 30, and 195 crore on 3 separate occasions, totaling about Rs 334 crore for the year. Does it have that much money? Is it their own, or is someone else's money being circulated? In January 2022, it bought bonds worth Rs 210 crore. 3 months later, in April 2022, it purchased bonds worth Rs 100 crore again. Then, Rs 75 crore in July, Rs 105 crore in October 2022, and Rs 10 crore in December 2022. A total of Rs 500 crore was given in 2022. The UP elections took place in 2022, along with elections in Uttarakhand, Punjab, Himachal, and Gujarat. We need to understand how this company has so much money to donate and to which party it is giving money. Do you still believe there is no scam? The system seems to be one of extortion. Raids are conducted on one company, which then buys bonds worth crores. Have people completely shut off their brains in the name of trust? Krishna Kaushik's report, published in Reuters, discusses the Prudent Electoral Trust, which has raised about $272 million since 2013 and has given 75% of it to the BJP, amounting to about 1,600 crore rupees. This is 10 times more than what was given to the Congress. In 2013, the Congress government established such an electoral trust to make donations to political parties tax-exempt. Questions of transparency have also been raised in the case of the electoral trust. The report explains that the trust receives money from companies and then issues checks to any party according to its rules. It mentions that Future Gaming and Hotel Services gave two checks of Rs 50 crore each to the Prudent Trust on 23 and 24 March. On the same day, the trust also issued checks of the same amount to the BJP. Thus, Martin donated Rs 100 crore to this trust, but the trust, through which he donated, has given 75% of the amount to the BJP only, totaling 1,600 crore rupees. This suggests that either all of Martin's Rs 100 crore went to the BJP or Rs 75 crore did. Like electoral bonds, the electoral trust is another area that needs scrutiny. However, our focus is on the electoral bonds worth 1,368 crore rupees purchased by Martin's company during ongoing IT and ED raids. Did all this money go to the BJP? Once this is established, the situation will become clearer. One might wonder if the BJP was aware in any way that Martin's company, which was under ED raids, had made donations to the party. Could the company have hinted to Mr. Nadda that they had bought bonds worth 1,368 crore rupees for them? Various coincidences suggest that it is unlikely the BJP was completely unaware and uninvolved. In December 2021, it was widely reported in the media that the Congress had accused Santiago Martin of donating Rs 100 crore to the BJP. K.S. Alagiri, president of the Tamil Nadu Congress Committee, tweeted that Martin had donated Rs 100 crore to the BJP before the assembly elections, calling for a CBI investigation into the matter. He highlighted that in April 2019, the Income Tax Department had raided Martin's companies. Over four consecutive days, authorities confiscated 6 crore in cash and diamonds and gold worth 24 lakh. In 2011, the CBI registered 30 cases against Martin, who is accused of defrauding the Sikkim government of 4,500 crores and was jailed in a land scam case. Alagiri raised a question about what the Modi government has promised in return for a 100 crore donation. He suggested that the BJP should immediately clarify whether it has received any money from Martin's company. Only the central government can influence ED and IT cases, leading to two questions. Are these raids conducted to forcibly collect donations, or have they found a way to encourage donations to save oneself after a raid? The BJP is challenged to declare in its posters that there is no connection between Modi and Martin, contrasting Martin's promise of quick wealth with Modi's promise of better days. The central government alone has the power to influence ED cases, and it's clear who controls the government. The question arises whether a party should accept money from a company under investigation by its own government. It might be more appropriate for Modi to reveal Martin's secrets or vice versa. Alternatively, the opposition party could disclose its donors, clarifying who has donated to the BJP and how much. With the introduction of a unique number, these details will soon become public. As the world's largest party, the BJP should state that it has not accepted donations from any company involved in a money laundering case, or if it has, it should return the money to Martin. Turning to Hetero Pharma, a Hyderabad-based company reported by Economic Times in October 2021 to be worth 7,500 crores, the Income Tax Department's raid revealed undeclared income of 500 crore and recovered 142 crore in cash. Following the raid, the company purchased electoral bonds, including bonds worth 40 crore in April 2022 and 10 crore each in July and October 2023, totaling a 60 crore donation. This pattern of purchasing electoral bonds after raids suggests a use of raids for extortion. It raises the question of whether companies would willingly donate large sums to the party conducting the raids. The practice of using ED and IT for extortion has extended from politics, where MLAs and MPs were coerced from other parties, to the business world. A media company, referred to as part of Godi Media, also purchased bonds worth 966 crores and subsequently received contracts worth 14,000 crores. This issue is extensive, so more discussion will follow in the next video. It's time to reflect on being misled in the name of religion and nation. I offer my sympathy and a shoulder to cry on. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar.